Ghost Killer! I see you!
Ghost Killer was a name the Blackfoot tribes had given Preacher. For a time, he'd declared war on them and made a habit of slipping into their camps in the dead of night and slaying warriors with his knife or tomahawk. There was no love lost between Preacher and the Blackfoot.
You're lying! You want to know how I know?
There was no answer. Dog shifted at Preacher's feet, and his attention was torn on both sides of the tree.
I know you're lying about seeing me, because if you could see me, I could see you, and you'd damn well be dead.
The arrow shredded bark that fell over Preacher. Another thudded into the tree and stood out like a marker tracking back to the archer. Marking the direction of the embedded arrow and trusting it to be a signpost, Preacher whirled around the tree and tucked the rifle to his shoulder. He spotted a Blackfoot warrior knocking a fresh arrow to his bow at the side of a tree 70 feet away in the shadow of a towering pine. The archer dropped his bow and fell backward, but the powder smoke marked Preacher's position under the spruce. The mountain man slung the rifle over his shoulder and drew his two flintlock pistols. He'd reload the rifle if he got the chance, but for now, he had to get moving. Doing that, the warriors hunting him would have to move too, and that would reveal them to him.
Don't hunt.
The big cur launched himself from hiding around the other side of the tree. Pistols in his hands, Preacher followed a half step behind his trail companion. The mountain man stayed bent over to offer a smaller target for his enemies. He drove himself forward with the pistols in his hands and his arms raised to protect his face from the branches that clawed at him. Two Blackfoot warriors stepped out from behind a pine. One of them had a rifle and the other raised his bow with an arrow knocked in it. Preacher twisted and the turkey feather arrow fletching brushed his right cheek and ear as the shaft sped by. The warrior with the rifle pulled it to his shoulder. The stricken Blackfoot fell backward and took the unfired rifle with him. Then, Dog was there. The cur sprang up and sank its fangs into the archer's groin. Dog took the man down and landed on top of him. Preacher ran up and quickly knelt beside the warrior he'd shot. He laid his pistols on the ground and picked up the rifle the man had dropped. The weapon was clean and looked new. Most rifles captured by Indians weren't as well cared for as this one. He tapped the butt against the ground to make sure the ball in the muzzle was still more or less in place, and he brought the weapon up to his shoulder and scoured the trees.